continuing with our discussion of the Mitzvah Sfirata Omer, so there's the very famous Shita of the Bahag, the Baal Halachot Gedolot, one of the early Rishonim brought down by the Tosfot in Masechet Megillah, who says that the fact that Pasuk tells us Sfiratem Lachemim Mocharat HaShabbat Sheva Shabbatot Tumimot Tiena, that it needs to be 7 complete weeks, that if you missed out counting one of the days during Sfirata Omer, so then you can't continue counting. Now, most Rishonim actually disagree with this, but the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Taf Pei Tet Se'if Chet passes like both the Shitot. So the Shulchan Aruch says that if you forget to count one day, and you didn't count at night and you didn't count during the day, then you do have to carry on counting after that. You're not exempt from the mitzvah, so that's following the Shita of most Rishonim. But at the same time, one shouldn't say a bracha, because we're concerned about the Shita of the Bahag, who says that if you missed out a day, then you've no longer got able to fulfill the mitzvah of Sfirata Omer. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkatan Lamed Zayin says that certainly the best thing to do in this situation would be to try and hear the bracha from somebody else and to be yotzei with their bracha, particularly since, according to most Rishonim, you do need to say a bracha on the Sfirata Omer. Now, there is a machloket, really, how to understand this shita of the Bahag. The conventional understanding is that the Bahag holds this as all one mitzvah, and it's one mitzvah with 49 parts to it. This is how a number of Rishonim and Achronim understand the Shita of the Bahag, and therefore, if you didn't count any particular day, then you haven't fulfilled the mitzvah. However, there's another way of understanding it, and just that's to say that, in actual fact, the Bahag agrees with all the other Rishonim that there are 49 separate mitzvot, or it's one mitzvah which is repeated 49 separate times, and each mitzvah, each night, is independent of the previous night. But this is a din in counting, meaning that if I missed counting the 34th day, then the reason why I can't count the 35th day is not because I've got a bit missing from my mitzvah, but this is the nature of counting. The number that comes after 33 has to be 34 and not 35. And this is the way that Rav Soloveitchik explains it in Sefer HaRei Ketem, Chelek Bet, Simon Kuf Yud Bet. And this also seems to be the way that Rav Haigaon understands it as well, because the Bi'ur Halacha brings down from the Eliyahu Rabbah that it's worthwhile following the view of Rav Haigaon, that if you've missed out a day, then the next day when you carry on counting, you should say, yesterday was the 28th day, and today is the 29th day. And that way you're making up for, you're not fulfilling the mitzvah that you missed, but what you're doing is you're keeping the hemshech, you're keeping the continuity needed for an act of counting. You counted the 27th day, you missed the 28th day, and now it's the 29th day. You can't go straight from 27 to 29, you have to put 28 in there. So that's the what the Bi'ur Halacha quotes in the name of the Eliyahu Rabbah. There's also a discussion in the Achronim about the Shita of the Bahag. According to the Shita of the Bahag, according to the first understanding, certainly, that it's all one mitzvah, and that if you missed one day, then you haven't fulfilled the mitzvah. So if you missed one day, does that mean to say that the mafre, retroactively, all the brachot that you made are levatala, because you haven't done the mitzvah properly? The mitzvah is to count 49 days. If I counted 47 days and then forgot the 48th day, then I haven't done the mitzvah of Sfirata Omer. It's only completed when I get to the 49th day, and all the brachot that I've said till now are brachot. So this is a point of machloket amongst the Achronim. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkatan Gimel seems to indicate that yes, it would be bracha levatala, because he says that women, if they know that they're likely to forget one of the days, then they should count without a bracha, because if they were to count with a bracha and they miss the day, then it would be bracha levatala. This is also the view of the Chida, But a number of Acharonim bring down that in actual fact it's not a problem, and Lemafreya, it wasn't Bracha Levatala. Nafkamina will be a case of a person, say, who knows that they're going to be having an operation over the course of Sfirat HaOmer, which is going to put them out of action for a full 24 hours, where they're not going to be able to count one of the days of the Omer. So if we say that the halakha is like the Bahag, and that it would be Bracha Levatala Lemafreya backwards if you missed out a day, so then that such a person shouldn't count with the Bracha right from the very beginning. Rav Eliashiv addresses it in Sefer Ashrei HaIsh. He says they should count from the beginning with the Bracha, partly because most Achronim hold that it wouldn't be a Bracha Levatala, even according to the Bahag, and also because most Rishonim hold not like the Bahag in any event. Rav Soloveitchik also discusses a similar case, a case of a person who was sure he was going to die during the Omer, and therefore decided that he shouldn't count with a Bracha because he won't finish the mitzvah, and he thinks that that's not correct. What if a person's got a Safek? They're not sure, did they count the previous day or not? So in that case, it's a Sfek Sveka, meaning it's a double doubt, and the Shulchan Aruch paskens that you do count, you continue to count with a Bracha. Why? Because maybe you didn't miss out a day at all, and then even if you did miss out a day, maybe the Halakha is not like the Bahag, and that it doesn't matter if you missed out a day. It does matter, of course, but it doesn't matter in terms of continuing to count with a Bracha. Adkan.